Personal brand. These are not just random words for me. These words have changed my life for good. To date, I've uploaded thousands of videos and content pieces on my social media profiles, be it Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, or even LinkedIn. Many people, after going through my content, DM me or message me, "Devas, your content is really good. You are such a confident speaker." But was I always a confident person? Was I always comfortable in front of the camera? No. The answer is no. I still remember the day Sukhleen, my wife, had come to me and showed me a profile on Instagram. Bruised passports. So there's a couple who runs this account, and I found their content to be extremely inspirational. The way they looked at life, the way they looked at things, and how they defied all odds. So my wife suggested to me that even we should do something similar. And this idea in itself sounded weird to me. I thought, what have I even achieved in life? I have not done anything great till now. Why would people even listen to me? But then I thought that there is one thing towards which I have worked really hard in my life, and that is improving my communication skills. I was born a stammerer, and now I'm myself a public speaking and ikigai coach. If through my journey, if I could help one person to improve my or their life, I'll be successful. That's how I thought, and that's how I think. I'll be able to create a positive impact. That's it. This was, and it is still, the vision and the mission behind creating my personal brand, documenting my journey, and producing lots of content. So, what was the result of this? I built an audience of more than 800,000 on various social media profiles. I could touch thousands of lives, and the content that my team and I produced could help and is still helping lakhs of people improve their communication skills. With that, I got the opportunity to speak on various platforms and interacted with leaders of the industry. All could happen because I decided to document my journey online. Now, is this easy? No. Is this fulfilling? Yes. Do you also want to start your personal branding journey? Then keep listening to this podcast. Welcome to your weekly detox session. In this podcast, I, Devas, will share my thoughts, that is detox, to detoxify your life. I'm going to throw light on thought-provoking questions that surround us. You and I together will be discovering answers to questions related to life, career, growth, productivity, and anything that crosses my mind. So in today's episode, I'll be sharing a few lessons that I have learned while building my personal brand. So I've shared with you all the opportunities that landed my way because I decided to document my journey and share my learnings with the online world. But the journey was not without its challenges. The journey was not aloof of the moments when I felt like giving up. The insights that I have drawn from this journey are profound, and I'm sure that they will help you in your personal branding journey as well. My first learning has been that when you post content online, it's not about you, it's about them, right? So when you will start posting content online, you'll feel that what you are sharing is good or not, whether your journey is worth everyone's attention or not. I also had the same thoughts as I shared in the beginning, but you know what? You should not be concerned about these things at all, because you share your thoughts, perspectives, or journey, many people will like it or they will dislike it. It all depends on how the other person perceives it. But this should never stop you from sharing whatever you know or from sharing whatever you are learning. The next tip from my side would be to become receptive to hate. When you present yourself to the online world, you will meet people who will leave cuss words on your posts or write hateful comments. I receive hate every day. Some people will just not be able to digest how can the other person share their journey, but they themselves are not able to do the same. When I came across such people, I just prayed for them. or just ignore them. No matter what you do, there will always be a few people who will try to pull you down unnecessarily. So instead of focusing on such people, you need to focus on the ones who uplift you. Yes, you should not be concerned much about them who try to pull you down. You should be open to constructive feedback, but you should not take online hatred to your heart. The last step from my end would be to get rid of the "I'm not good enough" narrative. Yes, I know that the society around us has been built in a way that amplifies our flaws. Not fair enough, here is a cream for you. Not slim enough, here is a belt for you. Very lean, here is a tonic for you. Throughout my life, people have made fun of my height. They have called me Lambu because I'm 6 feet 2 inches tall. So should I feel bad about it? No, I feel privileged because how the creator chose to create me is completely not in my hands. It is out of my control. Then why should I bother about it? Why should you bother about it too? Just pick up the camera and start recording. Start sharing your thoughts, perspectives, and ideas. It could help you and many people around you. Just take that leap of faith. With this, we come to the end of the podcast. I hope you liked today's session. If yes, then don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can also connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Till then, stay awesome, stay productive.